Post game here in Remsen after Remsen St. Mary's defeats Storm Lake St. Mary's 15-0 in a Class 1A district semifinal baseball game. I have to my right St. Mary's coach Ryan Berg, who wears number 22 on his jersey and called it a coaching career at Storm Lake St. Mary's, this being your 22nd season. Ryan, not the way you wanted to go out, but this Remsen St. Mary's team, as you well know, we've been here in years past in the postseason. Traditionally, they are very, very good. And the same can be said here in 2017.
Yeah, we knew this was going to be a tough test for us, especially not having our number one able to go on the mound. And, you know, they have a really, really good ball club. I mean, they hit the ball hard. They've got depth of pitching. You know, they play defense really well. I mean, there's a reason why they're the defending state champions. And, you know, they've got a great shot to defend that title and be able to make it back down to Principal Park again this year. You know, as I told the guys out there, I mean, when you come up against a good team like that, you just kind of got to tip your cap and, you know, acknowledge the fact that they definitely outplayed us and they're a good ball club and, you know, we can't hang our heads about that. I mean, it's, like you said, not the ideal way you'd want to have your last game go out, but, it was one thing I knew. It's a program I respect. I've coached against Coach Harpino and Coach Wesselman for quite a few years and, you know, they're both a class act. I've gotten along with those guys great ever since I've known, you know, Harp was down at Kingsley Pearson for years before he came here. So, like I said, it's a great program. And, you know, I obviously love the other Catholic schools too. Got to, you know, stick together a little bit there. And they've done a great job with the talent they have. And so, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm content being ready to move on and see what's in store for next year and have a little time off and maybe I'll take up golf. Maybe I'll have to get you out on the golf course and you'll show me the ropes. I'm terrible.
Well,
so
let's get Coach Van Haften out there and he can show you the ropes. I don't know about me, but you know, you think about that and not coaching St. Mary's baseball next year after 22 seasons. I look back to 96, your first year, and the 97 season, 2002 season. And in this day and age, Berger, and social media, your opportunity to maybe stay in touch with former players, former students is so much easier. I mean, if they were all listening right now, is there anything you might share with them as you, I'm sure in some windshield time and some silent time, you've reflected on the last two plus decades and what you might say to former students and players that were out there between the lines for you?
Well, a lot of it, like you said, social media is great for that sense of things. And, you know, earlier this year, I put together a group page of St. Mary's alumni, and I had tried getting an alumni baseball game put together this year during the summer again. And we, you know, we're looking at maybe the 4th of July weekend, and, you know, a lot of people were busy and that kind of stuff, so it didn't really materialize yet, and we may still do something later. But after that weekend passed, I did kind of put a message out there to that group and let them know that I was hanging it up. And, you know, one of the big things I said to them was, you know, a big thank you for all the hard work that they had put in through the years and just the dedication and, you know, love of the game of baseball that so many of them had. Because, you know, I think one of the things that I said in the article that Jamie Knapp wrote there in the paper too was, you know, not too often is there going to be a really good coach who doesn't have good players. You know, you can be a good coach, but if you don't have good players to go along with it, it's pretty tough to be successful. So all those years of 20 win seasons and those state tournament trips, I mean, that was definitely a tribute to the type of players that we have had go through this system here. And, you know, like I said, they truly love the game of baseball and they would do anything that I would ask them to do. And they always worked hard and they practiced hard and, you know, it made it really easy and fun to be a coach when you've had so many good players like that that, you know, gave everything they had for you. And you knew that, you know, every time they stepped on that diamond, they were, you know, proud of being Panthers at St. Mary's. And they, you know, wanted to keep the good traditions alive that were set in place by, you know, the 93 state champs and, you know, all the good teams that were there long before that, too. I mean, we have had a really good, strong baseball tradition for many years. And, you know, like I said, all those players, you know, really worked hard to kind of, you know, uphold that and it really mattered to them. And so, like I said, I am definitely very grateful for all the great players that I've had through the years and I have loved keeping in touch with so many of them and, you know, we'll continue to keep in touch and, you know, it'll be, you know, a great thing. A lot of good memories to reflect on.
Not just baseball, volleyball coach, basketball coach for the girls. So many games, so many wins, and so many years, and so much time and dedication. Coach Ryan Berg in the post game, giving us some commentary after his team's season comes to an end tonight. Berger, on behalf of myself and the Rye guy and everybody at the Storm Lake radio team, thanks so much. You talk about Coach Hart being a class act, right back at you. Thanks for everything.
Thank you. Thanks for all your coverage, everything you've done. It's been a pleasure talking to you after any chance I've had, and you've always been great covering us, and you know, the whole radio station, Buzz and Rye guy and you know, Fish and everybody. You know, it's I've loved every minute of what I've done here. I mean, every support staff, every, you know, all the parents, all the fans, and you know, all the support that we've had, and all the people in the community who have backed us, and I have had no, you know, complaints, no bad things to say about any of it, and I definitely will miss that aspect of everything too. So I definitely thank everything that you guys have done and everybody else who's been great support for these last 22 years as well.
Been our pleasure. Coach Berg's comments here. I'll let you go. Time to fire up the bus. I'll see you back in Storm Lake.
Okay, thank you.